From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. The attack at the Boston Marathon might have you pondering an unsettling question. What if I had been there? What would I have done? Would I know what to do? And if I have no idea what to do, how would I even learn, other than becoming a paramedic? Across the Bay Area and the nation, everyday people know what to do when disaster strikes. They learned through hands-on training from police and firefighters. This Saturday, San Francisco's Neighborhood Emergency Response Team, or NERT, will hold its citywide disaster drill. The city created its NERT program after the Loma Prieta earthquake. San Francisco Fire Lieutenant Erica Artaceros coordinates the NERT program. Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Suppose the attack had happened at the Beta Breakers race rather than the Boston Marathon. What would a NERT volunteer know or do that would make a difference in that situation?
Well, the skills that we teach are all hazards. And so while we would activate volunteers for a disaster that has been declared, if they find themselves in a situation like a car accident or a bombing that was experienced there, they have skills in how to save lives by stopping bleeding, by responding immediately with calm in the neighborhood or the area that where things are going on, and how to clear an area and provide evacuation zones.
Describe the citywide drill. What kinds of things will be going on this Saturday?
The citywide drill will be filled with people that have been through 20 hours of basic training through our fire department in preparedness and response. And so they will be setting up their neighborhood staging area and setting up that command center for the neighborhood of trained volunteers. From that command post in the mock neighborhood that we set up in the schoolyard, they will have volunteers that go out and perform rescue for our mock damaged buildings, areas such as parts of the school where many victims have been found. Areas where people may have been trapped. And so we established this faux disaster city at Everett Middle School, and the volunteers work in the command center as well as going out into the field in teams to respond.
And to be clear, this drill is only for current NERT members. This is not for newcomers, right?
Right.
What kinds of people does NERT training attract? Does it appeal to certain segments of the population more than others?
At one time, I thought so, but it's really across the board. We have a mother of three who is actively involved and started when she was pregnant with her first because her coworker told her, you need to do this for your children. We have people from the public defender's office. We have students through City College that are interested in becoming firefighters. So we really do have a broad cross-section. And that's important because your neighborhood has a broad cross-section.
NERT is often called CERT in many communities, Community Emergency Response Training. How does NERT or CERT training work? What is it like?
We start out by giving people that personal preparedness. If you're going to respond in a disaster that's broad-based, you need to have personally prepared so that you take care of yourself and your family first. So we spend quite a bit of time on that. Then we talk about response skills that people have that are life-saving. How do you stop bleeding if you come across somebody that's been injured? How do you keep calm in an area? How do you rescue somebody from underneath a heavy object that is in a safe area for you to perform the rescue? And, of course, rescuer safety is paramount in our training.
And to be clear, just to reiterate something you just said, you do begin with personal preparedness. So this is not about learning how to make yourself a martyr in an emergency situation.
Right. Personal preparedness and safety are number one and two things that we talk about in our training.
What would you say is the biggest revelation people take away from this training? Are there things that your volunteers learn that tend to come as a surprise to them or perhaps change their perspective of what they thought they should do in a disaster?
Well, what we hope we give people is that mental preparedness that we live in an area where earthquakes can happen, in a country where now we're very aware that terrorist acts can happen. And so that mental preparedness goes a long way. What we hear from people coming out of the training is kind of a sense of self-confidence, less fear, more understanding that they are capable of things that they didn't know they were capable of before.
Knowledge really is power in a disaster.
Absolutely.
Do you have enough NERT volunteers right now, or is there a need for more?
In my opinion, there are never enough. 800,000 people live here in San Francisco. So our goal is to get 3,000 new people into the training program every single year while working on the retention of volunteers that have been trained, staying involved, and really building that community in their neighborhood because it is who you know.
Give me a few basic all-purpose disaster response tips that everyone should have, whether it's for an earthquake or a fire or a terror attack or a flood or anything else, some all-purpose tips.
The number one tip is to have a personal communication plan with your family. Have an out-of-state telephone contact. You need a designated meeting place that if you're not able to communicate to, everyone in your family is trying to get to that designated meeting place.
So being able to contact your loved ones in an emergency, regardless of the circumstances.
The peace of mind that gives you before you ever actually reunite with them is incredible.
Lieutenant Erica Artaceros coordinates the Neighborhood Emergency Response Team for the San Francisco Fire Department. NERT's citywide disaster drill is this Saturday morning. Lieutenant, this is great information. Thanks for talking to us.
I really appreciate it. I want to encourage everyone to get involved.
I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find a list of local emergency response training groups and more of the day's news online at kqednews.org.